Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You're listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory and Ivory Coast Media Production.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Before we jump into today's topic, which essentially will be a rant, I want to stop for a moment and just talk about a few observations I made or I observed as I watched a few minutes of the George Floyd trial. And it's amazing how often the victim is somehow made the perpetrator. The defense attorney obviously did what defense attorney is supposed to do, but it was just a travesty of justice just to listen to this man speak. But as you follow this trial, don't be surprised when people treat us as they always have. But I do believe this. I do believe that the circumstances of this case will be so clear that justice will be served. Call me naive, but that's just a belief that I have. I just believe that the vision, the video of this police officer with his knee on that man's neck is never, ever going to leave the minds of any of those jurors. And I believe you simply have to be purely demon-possessed to walk away from the evidence that is so very clear, and to walk away without a guilty verdict for that police officer is greater than a travesty of justice. And we will all, or those individuals that, if they judge incorrectly, they will certainly have to answer to God for not being involved in bringing the truth or bringing justice where it is deserved, rather. So that's my observation, but if you watched it, I'm certain it made your stomach turn just to think that this individual, this defense attorney, could somehow find a way to make this, the killing of George Floyd, somehow justifiable, as he mentioned something crazy about logic and common sense. Human dignity would not have allowed any man just to leave his knee on the neck of another man. That simply would not be acceptable under any human circumstances. You're talking about depraved indifference. That brings it to a whole new meaning. It was hard to watch, but I felt that I needed to watch for a few moments just to see what this particular defense attorney was going to try to do in this instance. And in my estimation, it was just a foolish attempt, because the evidence is more than clear. And when you have people, witnesses, in tears, filled with regret for taking whatever they took. Man, who knows if George Floyd knew that was a fake $20 bill, but killing a man over a counterfeit $20 bill is just sickening and pathetic, and it makes me ill to my stomach just thinking about that. And that is the ultimate in injustice and inhumanity, man's inhumanity to man. I don't care what he was on. He didn't deserve what he got. He didn't deserve to die like that. No one deserves to die like that. So I trust that the jury will make the right decision, having once they have examined the evidence that, as I said before, is absolutely crystal clear that this man, you look in that police officer's eyes, I will not say his name. He looked, the look in his eye of just pure indifference. But we can't stand for pure indifference. We have to stand up and we have to pay attention. We have to watch these painful things and we have to speak up. We can no longer be silent about these things, and we must encourage any other human being to stand up with us and call wrong wrong. To say that injustice is injustice regardless of the color of the skin that is being perpetrated against. Because never forget this, ladies and gentlemen. We all reap what we sow. We all reap what we sow. And I am confident that this ex-police officer will receive the justice that he deserves. And I honestly hope that he understands that what he did was just simply inhumane and without excuse. How someone can do that to another human being, I will never understand. And I'm not going to try to understand, because there's nothing to understand, because you know what? It's pure and simple. It's just wrong. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you, sometimes I don't know if you participate in social media. I'm sure many of you do. And if you're like me, every now and then you just want to see something that inspires, something that gives you an idea that people are doing something creative with their time on social media, not just putting up a bunch of foolishness. But do you ever look at Instagram? Do you ever look at Instagram and think to yourself, is there no end to the stupidity and superficial nothingness inside the heads of seemingly countless idiots? Does it ever drain you as you scroll to capture a few glimpses of intelligence and human kindness saddled with an accent of decency, only to find people that speak with the equivalence of turds with tongues? Now, if you answered no to my question, you're probably the turd, and this really isn't the show for you. You may find pleasure at a strip joint with pick troughs for the buffet tables. So thanks for playing, but there's a podcast out there that's much better suited to your needs, and you know what? I absolutely hate to disappoint. So to avoid disappointing you, I'm going to encourage you right now to find yourself a different podcast. Once again, thanks for playing. But, however, if by chance you answered yes, get comfortable, because I'm about to rant about what you're probably thinking about, and by the time I'm finished, we'll both feel 100 times better. But I'll tell you something. I do lament for some of you out there. Some of you out there that are still hoping to find a meaningful relationship with a significant other. Ah, but the pickings are a bit slim. It seems that people have given up on themselves. It seems that people have given up on being their own personal best self. They have essentially traded in tuxedos for t-shirts and filet mignon for filet of fish as a form of fine dining. That is the ultimate in pathetic. And if you're tired of pathetic, then you're probably going to enjoy these few moments I'm going to spend with you on this rant. It just seems like people have given up on their own personal dignity. What happened to our sense of style? What happened to the desire for a man to look good and to be well groomed, to be the magic in a woman's eyes, or for a woman to be the object of a man's desire, not simply because her breasts are pretty much falling out of her dress like bread out of a, like a loaf of bread out of a bag of fresh wheat or buttered Hawaiian rolls or whatever, just falling out. What happened to our sense of swag, desiring to be the object of those that lay eyes on you? The ability to dazzle, to bring magic, to bring the fire. I think some of you still are out there and you're looking for that. And you know what? You know what? It's out there. You just have to not give up. You have to decide that there's somebody that thinks the way you do. But let me ask you a question. When and why did so many of us surrender our style and swag as if we personally went back in time and found a slave master to be our personal tailors? I don't know if you ever saw the play Les Miserables, Les Miserables, something like that, but just the driest, drabbest clothing you can think of, pretty much appearing as if the clothing were made from potato sacks. That's what a lot of today's young people look like. They look like they are dressed in a potato. In these wrinkled t-shirts, just looking pathetic. Just no style, no sense of taste. It's disturbing. But anyway, one of the best memes I've seen that best describes this horrifying trend says it this way. Today's men don't smell like cologne. They smell like weed and disappointment. Weed and disappointment. I may even take it a step further and say weed and hopelessness. And let's not forget some of the thirstiest, dehydrated women you have ever seen in pictorial form, far more often than not, with rear ends aimed squarely at your face, accentuated with the blue satin dress nestled in the crack of dawn like a thong. There are no words of wisdom you may offer them to warn them of the three-legged beasts they are bound to meet, with their breasts rising high from their dresses like homemade rolls waiting to be basted with the best butter you can muster. Men approach with dripping tongues, yet these women seem miffed as to why. You got biscuits set out so piping hot that all he can do is grab you and beg for buttermilk. By now, you're probably saying, Bob, what's got your boxer briefs in a bunch? Well, you know what? I'm glad that you asked. We come from a generation of men and women who were proud, hardworking innovators and trendsetters. stylish, talented, and flamboyant men like Cab Calloway, and beautiful, eloquent, sophisticated entertainers like Lena Horne. I think it's a slap in the face of a generation who endured unimaginable social oppression and yet maintained their dignity, integrity, and style in the face of absolute pure evil and ugliness. And yet they found a way to maintain their style and to bring joy into the lives of thousands of individuals by the presentation of themselves. You see, what I think has happened is some of our young people have forgotten our magnificent history. I think they have gotten out of touch with what it means to be black in America. They've gotten out of touch with the water hoses being sprayed on black people just standing in line waiting to vote. They've forgotten what it looks like when a boy, a young man, is beaten beyond recognition, a young man by the name of Emmett Till, beaten beyond recognition for supposedly looking at a white woman. I frankly am amazed at our ancestors, our mothers, fathers, grandfathers, great-grandmothers, great-grandfathers, the things that they endured, and yet they still stood there with stylish suits and hats and glamorous looking clothing, holding their heads high, not walking around in wrinkled t-shirts all the time, not walking around thinking only of their own personal needs. Let's be clear, young people. Study your history and understand what your mothers, your grandmothers and grandfathers and great-grandmothers and great-grandfathers have endured to maintain their dignity when it seems that everyone is bent on making sure that everyone has rights but us. Women like Rosa Parks stood up by sitting down and saying, no more. Enough is enough. Now, these people were mistreated and treated as second-class citizens, but taxed in the exact same way, but given a lesser standard of living. They were not going to have it. You might be saying, well, what does that have to do with style and swag? What it means, my friends, is that what you wear does matter. How you present yourself to the world does matter. How you articulate your beliefs and your philosophy does matter. You see, it's at the end of the day, it's not about government policy that really shapes who you become. It isn't about Democrats or Republicans or who's in the White House. What really matters is your personal philosophy about who and what you are and what you will and will not stand for. What's the color of your character? How strong is your backbone? When you look at yourself in the mirror, who do you see and what do you see? I need you to get back in touch with not just who you are, but who your family is, what they've endured, and what they have suffered I want you to get in touch with who you really are. I want you to begin to come together with your brothers and your sisters. I want you to talk about the injustices that we have suffered and continue to suffer. George Floyd serves as an image of what many think the black man and the black woman, what they think and how they think we should be treated. That it's okay to just put your knees on our neck and nothing will be said. Well, I want you to know right now that nothing is further from the truth. We will not sit silently. We will not watch George Floyd be put on trial. George Floyd is not on trial. The man that murdered George Floyd is on trial. And you be sure to speak up. You be sure to make your voice heard when you see individuals trying to put George Floyd on trial. You be sure that you let them know that it is not okay to put the victim on trial under any circumstance. We're not going to stand for that kind of foolishness and injustice. We are not. That's why I want you to look at yourself differently. That's why I want you to think about what you wear it and how you wear it, because we must send a message to the world that we are not second-class citizens. But if you look like a second-class citizen, you will be treated like a second-class citizen. One of my favorite speakers, Dr. Wayne Dyer, the late Dr. Wayne Dyer, said it best. He said that you teach people how to treat you. That's right, you teach people how to treat you. What if Malcolm X remained silent? What if he never asked us the question, who taught you to hate yourself? What if Martin Luther King didn't stand for what was right? What if he didn't lead the boycotts in the midst of all of that misery and pain? The world stood with us because we stood up for ourselves and said, we will not be mistreated. We will not be treated less than monkeys and beasts on the field. Read your Constitution, young person, and understand that America wasn't built for you. But know that America was built by you. You don't have to go anywhere because your great grandmothers and grandfathers built this nation. And America is better because of the black man and the black woman. And we must never, ever let them forget, let anyone forget. We must not let them trample on the memories of our ancestors. I believe that every human being has dignity, and I will not sit by silently and let our culture be overrun without protest. without saying, no, you will not trample on the memories of my great-grandfathers and grandmothers and all of those that stood for justice, and those non-black that stood for justice as well. You will not trample on their memory. You will not trample on the memory of anyone that stood against injustice. We will all make the world a better place when we decide that everyone is worthy of respect. When we decide that everyone deserves a seat at the table and that no one should be dismissed summarily from the party without dignity. Those that contribute, those that give, those that make a difference in our society, regardless of color or creed, should be recognized for their contribution. And as Martin Luther King Jr., the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King put it this way. He had a dream that a man will not be judged by the color of his skin. A man or woman will not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character. And never forget this. It is God that has given us our hues and our colors, but because we serve a God that likes variety and vibrance and color. It is He that has made us and not we ourselves. So at the end of the day, we're not just respecting one another. We are honoring our Creator that has made us the way that we are. Don't allow yourself to be degraded by what you wear, because the clothes that you wear and the way that you wear them speaks to your character. You will not always be able to use your tongue to speak, but the way you carry yourself will speak volumes. Put on the clothes that represents who you really are, and not who someone would design you to be, because your clothing speaks volumes. The way you wear your hair speaks volumes. The way you use your language matters. Everything that you do matters. It makes a difference. And I'll tell you something, my friends. In some cases, you will make your life a lot simpler if you dress better. You will make your life a lot simpler if you dress better. If you want to attract attractive people, you must become an attractive person. And here's the beautiful part. Anyone can become an attractive person. You want to attract kind people, then you must be like the people you wish to attract. Are you tired of hounds coming to your door to take you to places that you don't want to go? Are you tired of being treated like a second-rate citizen? Then show the world who you are. Dazzle them with your clothing, with your attire. Show them that you have dignity, that will not be denied. Let that man know that it is going to be a test of his integrity to find out if he has what it takes to take you out. Every man is not looking for a woman that looks like she's an easy mark, like she's continuously thirsty, that she has to use her feminine wiles to get his attention. There are many men that take pride in the type of woman they bring to meet their mothers. And ladies, make no mistake about it. When a man takes you to meet his mother, that is truly a high honor. And if you wish to be married, when that happens, chances are you're on your way. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to do it for me for today on the Spectrum with Bob Ivory. There are many issues for us to address in this world, and we have to hold our heads up high, and we have to look like we mean business. We need to look like we're on our way somewhere and not just on our way to the laundromat and back home. We are far more. You are far more. And you will get what you deserve when you teach people how to treat you. And I'll leave you with this quote from Wayne Dyer as I prepare to close the show for today. He said it this way. He said, change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. Change the way you look at things, and the things you look at change. You'd be surprised if you decide to see yourself in a different light, to see yourself as worthy. Thank you once again for listening to The Spectrum with Bob Ivory. I certainly appreciate these times we have to spend together. And if you are in the market for a voiceover artist, for your book trailer, for whatever your need may be, feel free to reach out to me, and I'll be happy to talk to you about adding value to your project that needs voiceover work. It would be my pleasure to be the voice of your book. I want you to go out there and have an absolutely fantastic day on purpose. And you know, I mean that. Ciao for now. Be well, my friends, and Godspeed.
Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face. Many counted us out. They said we couldn't do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! Kaboom in your face.